So going back to the boats that you built, how were they built?
Well, there were different different forms of construction. I mean, the original would be a keel laid, would bend the frames round and planked, put a deck on, whatever else had to go on it. But then as time went on, we got into double diagged with fore and aft on the outside to make it look pretty. And then eventually in 1982, we actually did a high-tech job. We're using Kevlar, fiberglass, what have you. That was built for Sir Maurice Lang, using all the materials that were made by... It's called Gullet now, isn't it? But it was called something else in those days. I can't think of what it was. But they supplied all the high-tech, we built the hull. And that was a really high-tech job. And then, of course, we used to finish off fiberglass hulls that were produced by other people. We bolt the keel on, bolt all the bits and pieces on, and do all the necessary. Not just sailing boats, but motorboats as well. We used to employ joiners who did all the joinery work and that we put in place by the boat builders. And it was all interesting work, and it evolved over the years. As I said, we're spanning. I started in 1961, and I said 1982, we eventually got round to doing a high-tech job, which in fact was the last, what I call, fairly large boat that we built. After that, we built lots of Dragons and XODs and boats like that, which were conventional. Although the Dragon became a multi-skin job in 1988.
So what does diagged actually mean?
Diagged, well, you put layers of wood across at right angles to each other. Instead of being fore and aft on the side of a boat, you go that way, and then another one and another one. Thin layers of plywood, or it doesn't necessarily be plywood, we used to use plywood because it was strong and cheap.
So is that why it's built that way, for strength?
Yeah. Strength and lightness, you know, it came out slightly lighter than solid timber.
So how long would it take roughly to build a boat?
Well, depending on the size of it, obviously, but I mean, an X boat, for instance, you wouldn't do in less than 3 months. And a boat like Morning Cloud, you'd probably take 6 months.
So what would be the longest part of the process of just actually getting the main?
Difficult to say what the longest part is. I mean, first of all, you've got to lay it off, get the drawings out and mark it all off. So then you take templates, and then you're going to make a keel, and then you put the frames in, and then I guess the planking probably takes longer than anything. But again, go back to cold moulded, the double diag, that makes it a bit quicker. And then, of course, to put all the interior in, once you've got the hull, you've got to put the bulkheads in, and the engine in, and tanks, and all the rest of it. It all takes time.
And how long would it take to rig, typically?
To rig?
Mm.
Oh, well, we could do that overnight. I mean, you'd have it all ready. We'd have the mast laid down and all the rigging on it. And you just hope that it all went together at the right length when you put it in the boat. You know, there were times when it may have had to put the extra shackle in or something. But that's what we used to do overnight before the launch.
Yeah.